Hello, thank you for joining me. My name is Mayowa Onubanjo. I am business savvy and digital business expert. In this episode, I will be speaking on top 7 online business you should consider in the year 2020. That is my top 7 online business that you can consider in the year 2020. And this business are profitable business to the core. And I can guarantee that if you launch any of them and you follow normal routes to make them scalable, you surely succeed at the end of it. So that is what I want to say. And at the end of this top 7 that I'm going to be sharing to you, I have 3 other bonuses that will be sharing too, other three bonuses business that you can also consider too. I also include them in this episode. So I want to advise you to please share this podcast on your social media or through any form that you know. Please share it. Let someone benefit from this opportunity. Okay, don't just keep this knowledge alone to yourself. Share it with other people too that may benefit from it. So let's now move ahead. So number one business that I'll be talking or that I'll be mentioning in this podcast is online gateway payment. What is an online gateway payment? That is, it's an avenue for the online merchant to either to receive their payment or to make payments online. That is, when one buyer wants to buy something from a platform, you know, they will need to make a transaction with the seller. You will need to make a transaction with the seller. So you can create a platform that the two of them can make uses of. That is, if you want to make your payment, I can help you to make your payment. If Mr. A wants to make payment to Mr. B, you can be in between to receive the payment for them. Okay, you will earn your own commission by doing it. It's a good investment. Look, many business has been in this field for a while now. The likes of Western Union, MoneyGram, UnionPay, PayPal, and Visa, MasterCard. Look at our own PayStack. See how they are moving fast in the industry. We have WAF too. We have many of them who are into the business and they are really making good money. They are making good profit from the business. It's a business that is, if you follow the normal procedure and you have the necessary security in place and you are trustworthy, okay, you will go a lot in this business. The other one that will be mentioning, the second one that will be mentioning in this episode is e-commerce. If e-commerce business is not one of the best business you can invest online, some of the company who are in the business should not make the top 10 most profitable business in the world. Look at Amazon, other e-commerce business. Look at eBay. Look at the likes of Gap. Look at the Jumia or our own Jumia here. Look at the Konga and the rest of them. They are into e-commerce. If e-commerce business is not booming, it's not good, they won't remain in this business. They will not continue to hear about them till today. Okay, that tells you that e-commerce business is booming and is a business that you can invest in 2020. Look at it. There are many people who are very busy. They don't have time to go to mall to buy anything. But you can come in and bridge the gap by supplying them what they need and you earn your own commission. So consider e-commerce business as one of the most profitable business that you can invest in the year 2020. Okay, so let's go to the third one. And the number 3 business or the third business that will be mentioned is content hosting and distribution. What is content? Content are the intellectual property of online merchants. Okay, online business owner, there are some of them that have some intellectual property that they want to put on the internet, maybe for for people to come and have access to them to download or to listen to or to watch. Like people who sell ebook, audio courses online and video courses online, they are looking for an avenue or a place they can put those products so that people can have access to them. Okay, so if you can create a platform for people like them to come and have their products or their services or their intellectual property on your website, okay, when people buy, you earn your own commission from it. And also another thing you can do, they will not just post on your put their products or their works on your product on your website. Another something that you can render is that you can help them to share across different platforms where their content can be seen, okay? And any sales you make, you earn commission from it. And the likes of YouTube, Skillshare, Publisher, that is the Shidi Nwogu and his twin brother company, and we have Anchor too, we have SoundCloud, we have many of them. They host audio products, some of them hold audio, some of them hold video courses, some of them they are PDF, like the Amazon Kindle, the ebook, Bookcom, or Snow's World, our own Okada book, all of them, they host content for the owners, and when they assist, they make commission. So that is one business that you can consider to have in the year 2020. So let's go to the fourth one. The fourth one is shipping and logistics. Some of us will say, oh, that business has died and that business is... No, it's a lie. Look at it. If that business has gone into exile, the likes of UPS, Vedex, EMS, some of them, and the DHL and Co. and the rest, you will not be seeing them on the road. And some of them still make the heat among the top business in the world. So online shipping or logistics is a business that you can consider too. The reason is being that most of the online business owners, they want a shipping company that can assist them to deliver their product when they make sales over the internet. Some of them cannot handle the sale, the delivery. And as you can see, online business is increasing. Therefore, it's a call also to all of us that as online business is increasing, delivery means also will increase too. So people want to deliver their products. There are some online business expert that sells book on the internet and they want to get those book delivered. Not only books, there are some other things that people are selling online. So if you have money to invest in delivery company, you will not make a loss. I can guarantee you of that if in 2020, because the online presence will increase and delivery means also will increase. So if you want to consider that business, you can consider it. So let's go to the fifth one now. The fifth one, that is number five that we're mentioning, is marketplace. That is the activity of bringing online buyer and online seller together for transaction. That is, maybe you can create a market. Okay, you the seller come and advertise your product, and you buyer come and see the seller on my site. That is what marketplace does. Okay, so there is a way you can integrate e-commerce and marketplace nowadays, because Amazon, the Jumia, the Konga, the Alibaba, all of them, they have merged both the e-commerce and marketplace together. And there's a way you go about it. And the purpose behind is that so that you can get more trend, so that you can be known faster as other people will be sharing platform with you. Okay. So, and as they are also sharing with the platform with you, you are earning from part of their sales too. But the marketplace that I'm talking about is the nice, that a particular buyer will come and look for a seller of a particular product. Some of the examples of companies that dominate the marketplace in our own side is Gigi. We have Gigi that is topping the list, if I'm right, but I know it's one of the companies that is topping the list in Nigeria. So we have Gigi, we have many of them. And also, and it's not only on this bring the buyer and the sellers too. there are other marketplace that many people are not really looking into, and that is bringing the people who have won, who are master in one aspect of a service, to those who need them. That is bringing the freelancer, the likes of what the likes of freelancer, Upwork, Viverr are doing on the internet. They are still part of marketplace because they are bringing the seller and the buyer together. Okay, so you can, that is the fifth business that I'll be mentioning in this episode. So another one that I'll be mentioning, which will make the sixth one, is software creation. Okay, if you know how to create software, you can employ group of or many software creation, and they started, they can make software for you that you can put online. You make money from it, okay? And if you know how to make plugins for the likes of WordPress, Joomla, and other website builders, you will make money. You can just create it, put it there. And not only plugin, we are looking at templates. Maybe you know how to create template, maybe invoice template, where people can make invoice. That is utility software creation, something like that. If you can create utility software like that of template, maybe CV2, if you know how to create template that can that people can bring, do their CV from on the internet, you make money from it, because as people are doing their CV, they are paying the token into your post. The same thing with the receipt too. If I buy something online, some customer will need the receipt because I'm online. I run online business. I run online e-commerce business, and I also blog and do other things too. So, as I sell online, people are demanding for receipt. There are some receipt that I have to do it online by going to some platform and do it quickly and send it to them. And some of them request quotation by two, and I need platform where I can just make my quotation more faster, not the one that will just type in one notepad. No, the one that I can be able to upload my logo, my contact, and even from that platform, I will be able to send it directly to the one that is requesting it email address. So if you know how to create something like that, theme, plugin, template, maybe live streaming stuff too, you know how to build it, you make money from it. If you know how to build podcast stuff too, you make money from it. They are still part of software creation. Okay, so that is the sixth one that I'll be mentioning. So I'm going to the last one now, which is the seventh one. That is domain name provider and web hosting. Don't let me deceive you. Online business is increasing. Therefore, many people want to get their business online. So many people will need website or that will represent them online. Okay. So in the pro, that means that as many demand is increasing for website hosting and domain name registration, the business also will also increase. If you agree with me, you will know that most of the company in this aspect has dominated digital ecosystem. If you look at GoDaddy in UK, is now sponsoring EPL. You will see the slide GoDaddy. And the same Bluehost in America. And look at our own Google Host. So you see the bus moving up and down with Google Host ad. And if that business is not moving fast, if it's not increasing, if it's not generating good income, most of this company will not continue to exist. They will not continue to be a going concern. So that is what I want to say. If business of domain name registration and web hosting is the 7 point, is the seventh business that I'll be sharing in this podcast. So like I said before, when I started this podcast, I said I have other three bonuses too that I want to share, and let me quickly give you them. Okay, I want to give you them now. Number one is domain flipping. What is domain flipping? If you know some names that you know people may want to use in future to create a website, you can buy there. You can just buy the domain name, maybe domain name of $1 to keep those domains. And if you can take it online, go and advertise that you want to sell them. There are some people that buy domain name of $2 and they put it online and they sell it maybe around $50,000, $20,000, $10,000, $2,000. So you can consider a domain flipping, selling, buying domain name, keep it for a reserve, or immediately you buy, you put it online that you want to sell it. There are platforms where people sell their domain. Okay, and if you want to get better domain name that you want to sell, make sure that the name is very good to pronounce and it's not too long. 3 to 4 words is the best name that I can advise you to go into if you want to invest in domain flipping. So the second one is online saving, investment, and cooperative bank. Okay, people want to save money. If you know you can create platform for people to come and save money, as they are saving, you will make your money. Another thing is online investment. People want to invest their money. So if you know that you know what the reliable business that people can invest in through your platform, maybe if they donate, you take the money to go and invest in one particular business sector and you now share the profit with your investors. That is a good business. So people want to invest their money, so you can create a reliable platform for people to invest. So the third one. Okay, the third one that I want to mention now is blogging. Okay, you might look at it, why should I go into blogging? But don't let me deceive you. Blogging is a business that you can invest in the year 2020. Let me tell you, there are many ways you make money through blogging, either by Google AdSense or by any other online advert. Other ways you can send letter to companies that they come and advert on my platform, and people will even reach out to you if they know that you are commanding the kind of right traffic that they need. So that is the last one that I'll be mentioning here. Thank you for staying tuned to this end of this podcast. I hope you have gotten a value now. Please kindly share this podcast with your loved one. Don't keep this information to yourself alone. Before I sign out, I want you to know that to succeed in this life, you need to keep on working. You need to do more so that you can get more. I'm your host, Mayowa Nobanjo. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode, and do have a lovely time. Bye.